From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. There's practically no inflation. The government reports consumer prices up just 0.1% last month, and all of the increase is in food and energy. The Commerce Department says retail sales keep rising. They're up for a third straight month in March, ahead of most economists' predictions. Sales are up across much of the retail sector. Chinese officials now say at least 400 people are dead and 10,000 injured after an earthquake on the Tibetan Plateau. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, the quake has also cracked the wall of a nearby dam.
Chinese state media said 85% of the buildings collapsed in Yushu County in Qinghai Province in the 7.1 magnitude quake. A local Red Cross official said 70% of the schools in the area had caved in, and reports say dozens of students are still buried in the rubble of a vocational college. China's earthquake administration says the quake caused a crack to emerge in the wall of a nearby reservoir. It said workers were releasing water from the dam to try to reduce pressure on the wall. China's vice premier, Hui Liang Yu, has gone to the region to oversee the rescue efforts. But the remote location, at an altitude of 12,000 feet, and poor weather, including forecasts of sleet and strong winds, will hamper the rescue efforts. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Senate lawmakers involved in drafting new rules for Wall Street head to the White House today for a bipartisan meeting. NPR's Audie Cornish reports the Obama administration is pushing hard for a strong bill, and so far there's little Republican support.
White House officials have said they will fight any attempts to weaken the financial regulatory overhaul bill. No Republicans voted for the draft legislation approved by the Senate Banking Committee weeks ago. The committee's ranking Republican is Richard Shelby of Alabama.
But we can get a good bill if they will meet us halfway, and they haven't yet. I hope they will. We continue to be open, but we're not open to a bad bill.
Meanwhile, liberal Democrats say they will be pushing to add more consumer-friendly provisions to the bill. The legislation aims to prevent bank bailouts by empowering regulators to break up firms that threaten the economic system. And it would create a consumer agency to prevent fraud and abuse in the area of mortgages and other lending. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Former President Jimmy Carter says he welcomes a two-day voting extension in Sudan's national elections after voting delays, missing registries, and other problems. Mr. Carter's organization is monitoring the elections, and he says he's not worried about the safety of the election monitors.
I don't have any concern about safety. We haven't had any threats at all to our observers, so far as I know.
This is Sudan's first multi-party election in almost 25 years. A 2005 peace deal ended a 21-year civil war in Sudan. Part of that deal was that there would be new elections. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Thai capital, Bangkok, is peaceful today as residents celebrate Thailand's New Year Songkran. But as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok, protest leaders are shifting tactics in their effort to bring down the government.
Protest organizers say they're abandoning their site in the old city and will now concentrate their effort in the heart of Bangkok's shopping district, making it the final battleground, they say, in their effort to force Prime Minister Abhisit Chatiwa's resignation. Several upmarket shopping malls in the area have been closed since the so-called red shirts camped out in front of them 12 days ago. The announcement came as authorities reported two more deaths. From Saturday's clashes between demonstrators and the military, the death toll from the worst political violence to hit Thailand in nearly two decades now stands at 23. Several soldiers and a Japanese television journalist were among those killed. Despite the ongoing political confrontation, there was a festive atmosphere in the city today, the second day of the three-day Thai New Year, Songkran. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
Poland's acting president now says he will delay choosing a date for new elections for a week until after the country ends an official period of national mourning. President Lech Kaczynski, the Polish First Lady, and dozens of other leaders died in a plane crash in Russia last week. Two of three main party candidates died in the crash, and their parties will need to nominate replacements. The deposed president of Kyrgyzstan says he is ready to hand over power peacefully if his safety is guaranteed. Human rights activists who've met with Kurmanbek Bakiyev say he understands he cannot cling to power after street protests left more than 80 people dead. The head of the provisional government says it could hold talks with him, reversing an earlier position. This is NPR News.